The Survivor of Las Balsas, first published in the January 2019 edition of Afloat magazine and read by Tim Stackpole. Ballina is the tourism gateway to the close-by destinations of Lismore and Byron Bay. Located on the Richmond River, it's also a major port for commercial fishing and recreational vessels in the region. One of the town's major attractions is the Ballina Naval and Maritime Museum, the centrepiece of which is the Las Balsas display, as Chris Whitelaw reports. Many people of all ages will know of Thor Heyerdahl's legendary Kon-Tiki expedition in 1949, made famous by numerous books and movies worldwide. But few, other than perhaps students of maritime history, will be familiar with the Las Balsas expedition 20 years later that eclipsed Heyerdahl's feat by the proverbial country mile, or that one of the original rafts from that astonishing Trans-Pacific voyage now resides at the Naval and Maritime Museum in Ballina, New South Wales. In 1970, Spaniard Vital Alza and three companions sailed a balsa wood raft from Guayaquil, Ecuador to Mooloolaba on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, an amazing feat of seamanship spanning 6 months and the world's largest ocean. 2.5 years later, Alza assembled another motley crew of adventurers, some would say madmen, of seven nationalities to repeat the voyage, this time with a fleet of three rafts. The purpose of this reprise was threefold: to prove that the 1970 venture was no fluke, to test different ocean currents, which Alza maintained ancient mariners knew as roadmaps, and to support the theory of Western migration by ancient civilizations across the Pacific on fleets of primitive rafts. The rafts of the second expedition were replicas of the ones used by South American natives for centuries before Spanish explorers arrived in 1526. Each raft was 14 meters long and 5.5 meters wide. Constructed entirely of natural materials, seven balsa wood logs, female trees cut from the jungles of Ecuador during the full moon when the sap content would ensure maximum resistance to saturation by seawater, assembled with hemp ropes and wooden pegs, with a square canvas sail supported by two hardwood masts. Their design did not include a rudder, an invention not known in pre-Columbian South America. Maneuvering was achieved by means of a guarras, short hardwood keel boards inserted between the balsa logs. On the 29th of May 1973, the three rafts, Guayaquil, Mooloolaba and Atzlan, set sail from Guayaquil, again bound for Mooloolaba, each with a complement of four crew and a small menagerie of pet monkeys, parrots and a cat. They carried enough water, canned meat and vegetables for a few weeks, after which they had to rely on rainwater and such food as they might catch from the ocean. In the tropics, each man had to drink a pint of seawater each day to compensate for the lack of salt from dehydration. For 179 days, these frail vessels drifted on the ocean currents via the Galapagos Islands, the Society Islands, the Cook Islands, Tonga, and south of New Caledonia to reach the coast off Mooloolaba. With landfall in sight, bad weather and prevailing currents swept the rafts down the coast, shadowed by HMAS Labuan, which eventually took them in tow off Ballina. However, before the unlikely convoy could make port, Guayaquil, breaking up and close to foundering, was abandoned and set adrift, later to be found by fishermen near Newcastle. And so, on the 21st of November 1973, the Las Balsas expedition came ashore and entered the history books by completing the first and longest, being a 14,000-kilometre multiple-raft voyage in modern times. The two remaining rafts were moored in the Richmond River, where they remained for many years, slowly succumbing to the elements. Eventually, the Mooloolaba's hemp ropes rotted, her logs separated, and they were taken away by the tides, along with her masts and sails. The Atzlan, however, was salvaged and restored, and now holds pride of place in the Ballina Naval and Maritime Museum. On its 10th anniversary in 1983, Prime Minister Bob Hawke described the expedition as an outstanding example of human endeavour and determination, which is an inspiration to all. Ballina's museum contains excellent displays on a wide range of other subjects and numerous models of vessels to enthrall boaties of all ages. It's open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That was The Survivor of Las Balsas, written by Chris Whitelaw, and first published in the January 2019 edition of Afloat magazine. The article was read by Tim Stackpole.